Ilanot, we know that, you know, the Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. A human being is compared to a tree. I know a tree needs roots, and the roots are emunah. The roots of a tree are the emunah, and also the Midrash says, a tree should have fruits. Otherwise, it's srak. And the fruits of a human being is Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim. And probably the biggest mitzvah a person could do is to expand. Like Etz Torah is Etz Chayim Hile Machazikim Ba. And it expands. And probably the biggest expansion of Torah Kedusha is Torah Sheba Al Peh. When a person is Mechadesh in Halachot. We are honored to have Harav Yehuda Finkes here with us. He's when it comes especially to the area of halachic questions about medical issues, which is very, very, I have spoken about this many times. Unfortunately, in all these fancy hospitals, not far from here, so many people are, their lives are really taken. Because you know this woke philosophy, they don't care about, right? They don't have our beliefs. You see, his latest book is, I see the title, Nutrition and Hydration in Halakha, oral feeding versus non-oral feeding versus no feeding, right? And I was just arguing with the family, you're killing your mother, right? And finally, they ended up really killing her. They don't realize. So we are honored that Harav Yehuda is here with us. Please, Kvod Harav, Kavod.
Thank you very much, Kvod Harav. It's always a pleasure to come. This, I always say this is the closest place to Yerushalayim when I'm in Los Angeles. The tefillot here, like in Pirkei Avot, Tachanunim. Al taseh tefillat keva. Each word is a diamond. The rabbi asked me to speak a little bit about the questions which I have. And one of the most common questions the last few years, and especially in Los Angeles, is, are people allowed to do microblading? This is what the women ask. Sometimes what happens, their eyebrows start to fall out. Sometimes it's because of age. Sometimes it's because of chemotherapy. And the question is, it's like a tattoo. Are they allowed to do that in halakha or not? So Chacham Ovadia Yosef...
Tovet ka'aka, like the Hebrew,
right? Yes, tovet ka'aka, ka'akua. Is it a tattoo? We know in halakha you're not allowed to have a tattoo. It's interesting because we have many ba'alei teshuvah, and sometimes you see someone, he looks like a big tzaddik, a big beard, and peot, and then when he puts on his tefillin, you see that he has tattoos. But once you have a tattoo, you don't have to remove it.
I see the mikveh, I can't believe it. People come that is entirely...
The question is, what happens for aesthetic purposes? You don't have the eyebrow. So Chacham Ovadia Yosef speaks about this, and he explains that the mitzvah, or the isur of ka'akua, there's a machloket im reshonim. Some say that the prohibition is if you write something, l'shem avodah zava. That means it's not just any writing. It is writing of a name of a God. Not Hashem, avodah zava. But otherwise, there is no prohibition. The Me'il Sadaka says that the prohibition is k'tav ka'akua. It has to be something written if you write a name. But if you draw a picture, that is only derabanan. That's what the Me'il Sadaka said. And other poskim, we learn from Rashi, the k'tav ka'akua is le'olam. It has to be forever. Now what is interesting medically with this, they call it sometimes permanent makeup, or they call it microblading. This isn't a regular tattoo. If you go to a regular tattoo, they put the ink in three levels of depth into the skin, and it can't be removed. It's going to be there forever. But what the women normally do, it only goes to two levels, so therefore it's permanent makeup for about a year 02. So Chacham Avadia writes in Taharat HaBayit, Chelek Gimel, that with these three shitot together, that we're not doing it Avodah Zarah, there is no writing of words, and since it is not permanent, he writes like this, if it's to cover a blemish, like somebody who has a scar, or somebody who doesn't have eyebrows and it's very ugly, then it is no problem whatsoever, even to go to the mikveh for ladies. But if it's just for beauty, then en maznichim oto. He doesn't, you know, really recommend it, but if it's really important, especially for Shalom Bayit or for a girl who wants to get married, for shidduch purposes, it would be allowed. What's interesting, here in Los Angeles, I speak to many doctors, and especially you have a lot of, for cosmetic reasons, they have plastic surgeons. Many of the doctors tell me that after many years, even though it's very lucrative financially, they prefer to go into reconstructive surgery rather than cosmetic. Not to make someone more beautiful, but they find there's a lot of vanity there, there's a lot of false expectations. But if somebody, Khalila, has a disease or somebody had an accident, then to make them return to what they used to, that's what they prefer to do, which is very interesting. And it's even, you know, many of the questions, what they call anti-aging. We're living in an age, especially in Los Angeles, everyone's asking me, Rabbi, can I take this anti-aging pill, this anti-aging? I don't know if anything really works, but what is this idea of anti-aging? In Torah, we have Kibud Avraham. It says, Lo bazikna until Avraham Avinu. We look at somebody senior with kavod. The non-Jews, they look at the people who are old, not with kavod. And the reason is very simple. Our parents, our grandparents, they were closer to Har Sinai, to Moshe Rabbeinu. We're further away. They believe we come from monkeys. So they are closer to the monkeys, and the younger generation are further away. And it fits in very nicely with Tu B'Shvat. And you know what? I love coming to Los Angeles Tu B'Shvat. Why? The Persian community, I've never seen anything like it. Minimum 50 different types of food. I haven't seen it anywhere. As by somebody yesterday and last year, I've never seen these types of food before. One after another, after another. Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara. But the Gemara in Ta'anit says, and I'll finish with this beautiful idea, Choni HaMa'agal, he planted a tree when he was in his 70s and his 80s, and somebody asked him, what are you doing? You're 70 years old and you're in the backyard and working hard in the sun. For what? For a tree where you're not going to get any benefit from it? How long are you going to be around for? And listen to this incredible answer which Choni HaMa'agal gave. He said, when I came into this world, I came to a world which was full of trees. It's full of fruit, full of beautiful things. Who planted it there? People before I came to the world. Now, this is my responsibility. Not only for myself, but for the future generations. This is what Am Yisrael looks at responsibility for. This is what the message of Tu B'Shvat is. The message of Tu B'Shvat in the middle of a winter, where we don't see the fruit. Why don't we celebrate Tu B'Shvat in the summer? We take and we can enjoy the fruits. We don't. We do it now in the winter. Because this is the time of planting. This is the time when we need to build. Even if you don't see the results. That's what Choni HaMa'agal said. You don't see the results of what I'm planting for me personally. But years later, and this is what we have to understand, building beautiful institutions in Los Angeles. It's so difficult. It's not easy. I know what the rabbis go through in Los Angeles. It's extremely difficult. But Baruch Hashem, this is the planting. This is the beauty, the idea of Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi Chanina ben Kasha Amei.
Lefechach ibalhem Torah, Mitzvot Shenemar Adonai.